Adam and Eve started off humanity trying to justify their sin, and it landed them in a devastating, deathly position. David was offered this opportunity as well here in the cave in 1 Samuel 24 to have the kingdom, and his heart faltered, but he repented. But this shows us our hearts, doesn't it? How easily they can be to rush to revenge. You know, eventually, David would fall prey to the temptation of trying to justify his means in order to achieve a certain ungodly end. We see that in 2 Samuel. And you know, vengeance will take place in one of two ways. For the unbeliever, those outside of Christ, they will suffer the vengeance of God. But the believer, those like David, who deserve the vengeance of God as well, well, why is it that they get their sin taken care of? That they get heaven instead of hell? Why is their sin swept underneath the rug? Shouldn't David have to pay for his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah? Wouldn't Uriah's father want to call down the vengeance of God on David? Well, he could have, but he would have to look forward into the future to see the vengeance of God poured out, but not poured out on David, but rather on Jesus, who takes the punishment in place of David. You see, the better Adam, the last Adam, had the same temptation in the desert that David had in the desert. Take hold of the kingdom, but do it in an alternate way, a much easier way. There, Satan offered Jesus a shortcut to the throne, but Jesus chose God's path. He chose to be led by the Spirit and not by the self. He chose to trust God's word, and it led him to the cross, where he suffered the vengeance of God on behalf of all those who would ever believe in him. As you pray today, please remember Mulan Bulak, our national changemaker missionary in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Makande Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.